at a memorial service this week for the deceased astronauts, there was a Novus Ordo priest who got up and gave a speech together with a Jew and Muslims and whatnot. And in the first part of his talk, he said that these people had done wonderful things for mankind, etc. And then, at the end of his speech, said that these astronauts sit at the right hand of God. And this statement is so indicative of the modern error that I need to point it out to you. First of all, to sit at the right hand of God, and this was an elderly priest, by the way, to sit at the right hand of God is not even said of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It is reserved to the Incarnate Word, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. That term is not used about anybody except in the Creed, the second person of the Blessed Trinity made man, that he sits at the right hand of God. Yet the astronauts now also sit at the right hand of God. And that's indicative of a very, very serious modern error, which is really at the bottom of it all. And that is naturalism. It was and has been the idea and goal of the enemies of the church for many centuries, but particularly in the 19th century, to transform religion into an institution, a mechanism, which excites people to serve humanity, to give up their egoism and to serve their fellow man. That is religion. And it is indicative what this old priest said is indicative of the extent of the corruption of the faith in Catholics since Vatican II, that there is nothing in that old priest's mind, he was born well before the council, that would find such a statement as hideous in the light of the faith. Don't forget that one of these people was a Hindu. Don't forget that one of them was a Jew. The religion of the others, I don't know. But I am sure that they were not all Catholics. But despite all of that, despite that two of them were not even baptized, and who professed religions which deny the Son of God, nonetheless, because of their service to humanity, they sit at the right hand of God, because in the course of a very dangerous undertaking, they happen to have an unfortunate accident. An accident which could have been predicted to a great extent. If you shoot yourself out of a cannon, you might get hurt. It was an unfortunate accident, but because they had an unfortunate accident in a very dangerous undertaking,
They sit now at the right hand of God. And this priest could say such a thing. It is indicative of just how much Vatican II has utterly destroyed the souls of Catholics. Destroyed them by the error of naturalism. And that's why I quoted St. Paul, whatsoever you do in word or in work, do all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This means that you must have supernatural virtues, and particularly the virtue of charity, in order to please God. That whatever you do, whether it should be your household duties, or whether you should be flying around in space, whatever you do, whatsoever, it must be in the state of grace and for the motive of pleasing God. And that motive cannot be there unless you are obeying the law of God. It means, in order to have supernatural charity, you must first have supernatural faith. You must believe what God reveals. And this is why the Catholic Church has not even considered the canonization or the honor of anyone who publicly does not profess the Catholic faith. If they have, for some reason, saved their soul because they were in ignorance, God knows. But the Catholic Church has never honored these people. And even for her own, even those who have led good lives, even people of whose salvation you could be practically certain, what does she say? May they rest in peace, and may the souls of the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. And let us pray for the repose of the soul of this person, no matter who it is. People who die in the odor of sanctity, no matter who it is. Because with supernatural faith, she trembles before the justice of God and knows that there is a purgatory for those who pass from this life to the next, even with certain slight attachments to sin. That is the Catholic faith. Without that faith, that supernatural virtue of faith, it is impossible to please God. It is impossible to have the supernatural virtue of charity, which sanctifies your actions, what St. Paul makes reference to today. So even if you had supernatural faith, but committed mortal sin, you could not possibly hope to please God. You could not possibly hope to go to heaven for as long as you persevere in mortal sin. Because your intellect must be sanctified and supernaturalized by the faith, and your will must be sanctified and supernaturalized by sanctifying grace. Unless these things are present, it isn't even possible. But today the error is that simply being a good person on the natural level. Doing good to your neighbor, some natural good to your neighbor, that is sanctification. And if you should have an accident, you go straight to heaven. It was the same thing with Princess Diana. Because she was against landmines, she became a goddess. Even though she was on her way, speeding on her way in a Mercedes-Benz to do impurity. That was the purpose of the trip. And she happened to have an accident as they were imprudently speeding. And she died. And for that, she's a goddess. She too probably sits at the right hand of God for the Novus Ordo. But I want you to understand the depth of that error, that can be said. And there is not a single objection from anybody that awful thing can be said about those people who collectively did not profess the Catholic faith, because there was at least a Hindu and a Jew among them. And what about the state of their souls? Did they all lead exemplary lives? So much so, did they all love God so perfectly that there is not any purgatory to do? This is the extent of the damage of the Novus Ordo in the souls of the faithful and the priests. That would never have been said before the council. Never. There would have been an objection both from lay people and the bishop and so forth. That's to say such a thing is improper. What would have been said would be, let us pray for the souls of the Catholics who died in that accident. May God have mercy on their souls. And that would have been the end of it. But they have made a religion of humanity. And even though the benefit to humanity of running around in space is rather dubious, such as bringing back rocks from the moon, nonetheless, these people are the saints of the modern religion because they are perceived in some way to do a benefit to humanity. If you understand that, you understand the Novus Ordo, and you understand why we are doing what we are doing. Why we are holding out in this way that we do, and why we go to all the trouble that we do to profess the faith that was ours before the council. Because it is impossible to please God without supernatural virtues. And so everything that you do, whether in word or in work, do in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.